one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Now I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, so please serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. Ain't good for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Now my woman, she started me on the spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
Life Goes to a Party / Jumping at the Woodside on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. I love opening with something so energetic and wonderful as that. Alrighty. Welcome to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Turlock Myers, and with me are my co-hosts, my wonderful and beautiful co-hosts, Audrey
Aww.
Bothwell.
Say he's hello. Sweet. He's very sweet. And single. I'm not kidding.
I don't know if that should be said on the radio, but all right. And Siktish is with me as well.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Anne.
Thank you.
And we have a special guest on the show today, Julianne Desroger.
Bonsoir.
That's very, very sexy. I like it. Welcome to the show, my three ladies. I love it. And today is Thursday, the 8th of September, and it is episode number 8 of the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. And we're going to get to keep the show going on the road with a little bit more music. You just heard, of course, the Benny Goodman Orchestra and Life Goes to a Party. And before that, you heard Amos Milburn with One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer.
Which is wonderful, might I add.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Well, one of each. One of,
or the song, or Amos Milburn.
I'm not going to say that.
I do like Amos Milburn. I think he's good. Anyways, yes, so we're going to keep the show going on the road with another song. I'm going to play a little bit of Solomon Douglas here. This is For Dancers Only by Solomon Douglas, and I hope you enjoy it. Radio show, ladies and gentlemen. That was For Dancers Only by the Solomon Douglas Swingtet.
Clearly not for dancers only. Frankly, I can't dance for crap, but I really like that song.
You can dance. Oh, don't give me that stuff.
Okay, well, I only started dancing about, what, January? So, not okay. That great.
Anyone else feel like saying you can dance if you want to? You can leave your friends behind?
No.
Your friends don't dance if they don't dance.
Everybody. Oh, that's not really topical for this show, yeah. Unfortunately.
All men without hats can always be incorporated. Anyways, moving on.
Moving along, indeed.
No,
they're from Montreal. They're from my hometown. What can I do? What can I say?
You can just pretend they don't exist and move along.
See, that's maybe that's part of and what makes you a great dancer is the fact that you come from Montreal.
Oh,
Because I'm French and I'm awesome.
Well, Montreal dancers are just amazing.
They are too. I learned to dance in Waterloo, and you know, I go to Montreal, and it's just like awesome there. So yeah.
Here, I thought you were going to talk about it was the men in hats that made her amazing. My bad.
Hats are pretty awesome, though.
Hats are cool.
Oh yeah,
I do like hats.
So what are we playing next?
All right. So next, what I wanted to do is I have four different versions of By Mirabis Duchesne. And this is great because By Mirabis Duchesne is a really classic swing and blues song, and it's the kind of thing that gets played at almost every dance party. And because I have four different versions of it, they're all very, very drastically different versions.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So I thought we could listen to them and compare them. And I think it's really interesting because you can see how one simple song can be played in so many different ways. It just makes, I think that's part of what makes it such a good song, and that's why the song is played.
I think that probably does explain part of its popularity. I mean, everybody, you hear it all over the place, and inevitably, as Anne was saying earlier, you learn to sing along when you're dancing, pretty much, within a couple
times
here.
Even if you can't sing.
or dance, whatever. You end up singing along. It's a really catchy tune, anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be catchy, though. That's the other thing, right? It can also be very, very sexy.
But, man. Good luck. You and your singleness.
Wah, wah.
Anyhow.
So the first, so we're going to play two of them just now. And the first one comes from the Andrew Sisters. And the Andrew Sisters are very, very, very catchy. They're a lot more of a kind of, they're quite a bit more jumpy.
They're pretty traditional, though. Like, yeah. They're more, I don't know.
More
this
vintage.
Is the one that I actually probably enjoy singing along with the most, though. Yeah, I admit it. I sing along to it.
It's one of the easiest ones to sing along to. I mean, that's the Andrew Sisters for you.
Maybe that's the charm.
So here it is, the Andrew Sisters, and then you will hear from Gordon Webster. And Gordon Webster, we'll talk about him after. So here they are, Andrew Sisters and the Gordon Webster with By Mirabis Duchesne.
Boys I've known, and I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you. Deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By Mirabis Duchesne, please let me explain. By Mirabis Duchesne means you're grand. By Mirabis Duchesne, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even said Funderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried. By Mirabis Duchesne, so kiss me and say you understand. By Mirabis Duchesne, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By Mirabis Duchesne means that you're grand. By Mirabis Duchesne, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even said Funderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Reedy, 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 reedy. Thank you.
Anne is making heart noises. Or not heart noises. Not noises.
Excuse me, what?
I didn't mean noises.
That would actually be really disturbing. What precisely, pray tell, is a heart noise? Is it a guttural moan or is it like a...
Those are the questions for a TV show. It was a little cute hand gesture.
Hand gesture. Like, yes. I'm
what
sorry.
What cute heart are you using it to refer to?
I don't know. I was just doing it.
Oh,
I do it all the time. I show my affection to people. See, look, there it is.
That was...
It's both cute and sort of creepy.
Okay, focus, ladies. Focus.
Difficult, but okay. Anyway.
That was Gordon Webster again on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And I love the Gordon Webster version of it. And I'm not entirely sure who that was singing on it, but his voice sounds kind of like Sandy McDonald, doesn't it?
I don't know. The way you said that was...
Yes. Clearly you that should helps. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about.
Anne knows what she's talking about.
But yeah,
Julianne knows what she's
I
talking
always know
about
what I'm
too.
Talking about.
I feel like you should divert the topic to him being down at Pit Stop, because that's going to be phenomenal.
Yes, indeed. So Gordon Webster, among many others, is going to be down at Pit Stop Lindy Exchange in November of 2011.
We're pretty big in the Lindy scene, all of us. I feel like that.
And,
have we mentioned that?
And Julianne and I just saw him in New Hampshire as well. We were down at Swing Out New Hampshire, and that was like a really terrific event. Julianne, did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I'm in love.
She's also a little sick, so that's why she's being a little quieter perhaps than normal.
Audrey, I have to say, I like the way you joined the two different topics together. I think I'm going to call you Mrs. Segway.
Oh, God.
Mrs. Segway, I like that.
Yes, will you write a Segway too?
I'm married now.
Okay, you're Ms. Segway.
But Gordon Webster is going married. To be at Pit Stop, and Pit Stop is a Lindy Exchange in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is really fun to say when you're spitting. And
happily, he's on the far side of the desk from us, so not a problem.
So I can spit all over my computer as I say Pittsburgh,
don't.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. I'm very, very excited about going to Pittsburgh. There's 5 of us at the moment that are for sure heading down.
Well,
and perhaps
locally,
more.
There's guaranteed going to be quite a number more than that one.
Indeed, indeed. But those of us that I know of at the moment.
We're really not loners, so. I promise. It's not just 5.
So, anyways, going back to, again, by Mirbus Duchesne, we heard from the Andrews sisters and Gordon Webster, and they're both so drastically different versions, aren't they?
Yeah. But at the same time, they're actually more similar than.
I think the first version, the Andrews sisters, is probably a lot more beginner friendly.
Yes.
And the second version by Gordon Webster has very much a bluesy feel. And if any of you were paying attention, he does. The singer did a lot of some scatting, and I think this version probably is more attractive to intermediate dancers who are starting to play with musicality, and who are starting to explore blues. So both very good versions, but appealing to different dancers.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we did hear that version in New Hampshire. We did.
And it was lovely.
It's got some really great breaks to it, doesn't it? Like some of the breaks where it gives the dancers a chance to do something totally out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So the next two versions, the next version actually kind of goes along with that, the more of the bluesy feel to it. It is a blues version by Tin Pan. And Tin Pan, it's a very, very kind of a raunchy blues version. And
get your mind out of the gutter, Turlough.
Yeah. but it's lovely. It's really, really nice. It's and then the version after that is a Charleston version to give the different dynamic again. And Charleston, in my opinion, is the greatest thing in the world.
You're having some issues. Oh, just play.
I love Charleston so much. Anyways, let's hear from Tin Pan by Mirbus Duchesne, and here it is.
By me a business shame means your grave. near Miss Duchesne. Please let me explain. By me and Miss Duchesne mean your grand. By me and Miss Duchesne, I'll try once again. It mean you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only lets me tell you how grand you are. I tried to explain. By me and Miss Duchesne, kiss me and say you understand.
Concludes our By Mir Bis Duchesne special on one CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and we are I don't really enjoy that. What did you guys think?
You know what I noticed is that actually both of those versions had kind of the guitar to them,
yes.
Which is kind of really neat, but they did it in a very different way. And I mean, obviously, the second one was more Charleston-y and very uppity, but I liked how they
uppity.
Yeah, uppity is a word.
It is a word. I'm just not sure you're using it in correct context. I'm sorry. You were saying.
Anyway.
I just threw you off completely.
Awkward moments on CKMS.
It's only awkward because you said that.
Sorry about that. No, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's like, you know, the way you play the guitar can be the difference between blues and Charleston.
As a side note, I'm actually trying to learn guitar like that. So I am. So I'm kind of hopefully using those as models and trying to see if I can change my guitar style or have that as a style I can use.
Stylings.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah, well, I just wish I could play guitar at all. So if I ever, you know, get past, you know, my garage band, my, what is it, four chords, it should be good.
Oh, my turn.
You're pointing at me.
Like Anne, I agree. They both use the guitar. Actually, the instrumentation was very similar in both songs, but the way they use those instruments, the style, made them quite different. Now, the first one, the guitar, the way it was played actually gave it almost like a grass, like a bluesgrass feeling, whereas the last one, obviously the beat gives it a Charleston feeling, but I thought it was really the way the percussion was used was fabulous. It really played, it gave a really big array of dynamics, which for advanced dancers, I would assume that the last version really, really appeals to advanced dancers because they had so many dynamics to play with. So although the instrumentation was the same, very different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that you could possibly actually do bell to the last one as well as Charleston, which gives you a whole new set of moves that you could do.
It does. And Anne, you've been getting into bell lately, haven't you?
I have been, yes. I tried it once and I kind of fell into a friendship with it, I suppose.
Now, what is it exactly? Like, what's the difference?
It's a very technical small dance. It's
enclosed embrace.
Enclosed, yeah. Or there's bell swing where it starts to incorporate a little bit more of an open position, but it's more precise, and I guess it's more of like a shuffly type of feel to the songs. Like, so if you hear a shuffly feel like we did in the last one, then it'll be like, oh, let's try bell to that one. And it's not as energetic or as sweat-inducing, I suppose, as Charleston.
So it's a little more relaxed. It's kind of a cross between the blues and the Lindy, I guess.
Quick feet, but not big frenetic movements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It should almost feel like you're floating, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what David Trin is always saying, that he feels like he's floating when he's dancing bow. So I need to take a moment now to have a word from our sponsors right here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And our sponsors are the Hepcat Hoppers, who provide Waterloo Region with weekly live DJ dance party, jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, the Button Factory, at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca. That's hepcathoppers.ca. And our other sponsor is Shady Nook Farms, raising all natural cattle with care. Your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared. That's www.shadynookfarms.ca. shadynook.ca. And those are our sponsors for the Swingin' Blues radio show on 100.3 Sound FM. All right, and I wanted to go back to something Julianne said just a second ago about kind of a more bluegrassy feel to the to some of the music that we've been playing, and I'm going to play a bluegrass song that is danceable to blues. You can blues dance to it anyway, but it really is a bluegrass song, and it's by a bluegrass band from Kentucky called Nickel Creek. And the first time I heard this song within a swing dancing context was at Lindy Stock a couple weeks ago. We were just south of Algonquin Park, and one of the DJs played this song, and my brain kind of exploded when I realized, oh, this bluegrass band that I've been listening to for years, you can actually dance to. So here it is, I Should Have Known Better by Nickel Creek.
Been a long time
to see me come. My heart sang when I read that letter. Sank like a stone. Sank like a stone. Yesterday's mail. Bad love like this is always bound to fail. Your love meant trouble from the day we met. If you want your things, they're on the front step. And now you think that I should have known better. And now I think that I should have seen it come.
That was Nickel Creek on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And I'm going to pass over the mic now to Anne, who's going to take it away from us a little bit here, and she's going to play some songs.
So I have to say one of my favorites is at the Jazz Band Ball, because I'm just a huge fan of the really fast Charleston-type songs. And I'm trying to remember the first time I heard it, I think it was on a YouTube of a performance, like a not super local, but somewhere in Canada. And I was like, wow, I need to find out what that song is. I kept on hearing it without actually knowing what the name of the song was. And
it's New Orleans jazz, and what's not to love about that?
That's very true. And you know what? Guess where I'm headed later this month.
Where are you headed later this month, Anne?
New Orleans.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so excited.
You two are so corny.
Well, I mean,
and yes, they're like
all
this
good.
All the time. All the time. You see what I have to put up with. God.
Yes, but I'll actually get to see some New Orleans performances, so it'll be very, very nice. Get to go with some friends, and it'll be a lot of fun. So,
definitely sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So let's hear it then. Let's hear it.
All right.
At the Jazz Band Ball by Tuba Skinny. We'll be right back.
At the Jazz Band Ball by Tuba Skinny. I just love that song. It's every time I hear it, I get really jumpy. It's just it's really cool. So
it's hard to not have my feet moving when I listen to that song. Really, really difficult. And we heard it again on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And it's just impossible to keep our
it really makes you want to dance. There's something about the beat that just really makes your feet start moving.
I personally think it's the trumpet. The trumpet is so happy, you can't help but want to get up and dance.
That's very true. And I'd like to make a shout out, because if I was at the park right now, dancing in the park in Waterloo, I'd totally be dancing to this. So I just want to say hi to all the people there. So eventually they will be there.
Which park is that?
That's Waterloo Park, by the gazebo, or by the lake at the gazebo. We dance there every Thursday, it's just a fun little social thing that we do, and it's just a nice break from the week. So our next songs, I'm gonna play two. The first one is, I'm a bit of a video game nerd, here's a Super Mario Brothers medley followed by Tuxedo Junction, a classic. So enjoy. Thank you.
was Tuxedo Junction by the Solomon Douglas Swingtet right here on 100.3 Sound FM. Thank you very much, Anne, for playing that.
That last song made me really happy.
It makes everybody really, really happy. So that was a wonderful little segment. And again, it's Solomon Douglas Swingtet, who was here in Waterloo a while ago. And I think he's been here twice, I believe. But in any case, and then before that, we heard the Mario Brothers theme, and that was from Martin Spitznagel. And now I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to play a vintage recording of Hit That Jive Jack, which is kind of a favorite of Ava's and mine. So this is going out to Ava Balassi if she's listening. Here it is.
In your pocket till I get back. Going to the corner to dig the man, and I don't have time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Things move fast now in this land, and I don't have time to shake your hand.
Stand right down here on this corner while I dig the jive. If you wait here on this corner, I might give you five.
Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm hard tied, wait for no man, and I don't have time to chase your hand.
Thank you.